indeed a freedom of information request on delays relating to refunds if a train on the Ryanair network is delayed by 60 minutes or more under our passengers charter. We commit to refunds to customers. So the headline figure will always focus on the number that was delayed. But I think in the context of the Sligo line, for example, where we had 8,000 trains over the 18-month period covered by the request, only 29 required refunds to be applied. So it's easy, I suppose, to focus on the number of trains that are delayed, whereas the numbers that are actually more punctual are obviously significantly higher, with 99.9% of trains across the network effectively not being in the category that triggers refunds.
So would it be fair to say that obviously very few things in this world are 100% effective, and I think the way to look at it is in terms of the service provided for Irish Rail, it's quite reliable on that basis?
We do have a good reliability. I mean, look, we work all the time to improve punctuality, to reduce circumstances where you have significant delays. But even within a 10-minute measure, we would have well in excess of 90% of trains arriving within that threshold, which is the contract we have with the NTA. We, in terms of our timetabling, obviously we have a new timetable coming in on August 26th. Which will see additional capacity on some Sligo services, not additional services, but additional capacity will be coming. We have, within that, it is part of it is ensuring that we have something that is as punctual as it can be. There isn't a railway in the world that doesn't encounter some issues. Some of them are outside of our control, things like vehicles hitting bridges or damaging level crossings. But some of them, obviously, things like train performance themselves are issues within our control. So that's our focus. It's to have as high quality, as punctual, as reliable and safe service as we possibly can.